Well, Paul, give us your assessment of that one this evening then. It's 2-0 on the scoreboard, but it was a closer game than that.
Yeah, it was. It was. And we're all really disappointed, you know, because we desperately wanted to get into the next round. Disappointed for the fans who came down. Frustrating thing is, I don't think it was a 2-0 game. I know they broke a couple of times later on when we went 3 right up top. But we had chances and good chances today. Disappointed going at half-time to concede from a set-piece. You know, we've been really good at that lately. And we switched off, conceded. And then we had two great chances at the end of the first half. You know, Curtis has pulled a good save off the goalkeeper. And then Cox is rifling one into the net and somehow it's hit one of their players' head on the line. In second half, we changed it. I thought we caused them a lot of problems when we changed the system and put three up top. We were on top. But then there's always the quality of Emmanuel Thomas up there, you know, them hitting us in the break, but that was a risk we had to take because it was a cup game. We wanted to try and win it.
That first goal, it's so unlike your side, isn't it? It was so scrappy. I mean, there were a couple of half chances to clear it as well.
Yeah, and look, a couple of players have lost their markers when we've been defending set pieces, we've been outstanding at it. You know, and the ball's bounced, we've sort of slashed it out a little bit without getting any good contact on it, and it's been bundled in the net. But after that, I thought we'd play some good football tonight. And in the second half, for a long time, you know, for a team that's top of the league, we had them in the racks a little bit without having the quality in the final third.
And the second goal that killed it off, I think I said in the commentary, you just saw on the kitchen sink on as well. You'd gone all out to bring on all the attacking players that you could have done. Seconds later, he's down the other end.
Yeah, well, that's the danger of it happening. But we're 1-0 down in the cup game, going to the latter stages of the game. You know, Keegs is at 1-0. Keegs is at a great chance. We feel as if we've had a really good penalty shout for handball, which we've seen, and it looks a definite penalty, and they go on breaking us. But we're disappointed, but I can't be too hard on the players because we've been a really good run of late, and I thought at times tonight we played well.
And sometimes you have to say as well, you came up against a very good side today, didn't you, as well? You know, they're flying in League One at the moment in time. They've only lost twice here all season, so you have to give credit to the home team as well.
We do, but we felt it was an opportunity. Maybe a missed opportunity from the game at home. You know, we're by far the better team then. You've got to give them credit because they're a good team and they've got a lot of good players. They've recruited well. You know, they've spent a fair bit of money on good players, and that quality in the end showed tonight.
How do you think Marco Morosi did? He knew he was having his debut. It'll have been playing on his mind the last couple of days. How did it go?
I thought he was excellent. I thought young Harry Middleton done really well as well. So, you know, big plus. You know, the boys have gave both young kids a round of applause in there, and that shows you how well they've done.
And you're not afraid to give them chances as well. That's something that you certainly like to do.
Yeah, we've said that. You know, young Billy Whitehouse, now Harry, Liam Wakefield, Mitchell Lund, the Mackay twins, you know, they've all had sniffs of it. We want to try and make sure it's the right time to put them in and look after them and work with them in the training ground so they're ready for occasions like this tonight.
Any update for us on the search for that goalkeeper? You said you were hoping to have one in by the weekend. Any update on that one?
Yeah, we're still hoping. Well, we'll have a goalkeeper in by the weekend. You know, it's not completely done and dusted yet. Yeah. But we're hopeful by Thursday, if definitely Friday.
And that's an experienced goalkeeper, you were saying?
Yeah.
So it's someone who I guess will come in and push Marco Morosi. Are you happy to give him a starting shirt after what you've seen tonight?
Yeah, no, I thought he'd done really well. You know, he was calm, which we knew. You know, and he'll be much better for having the experience, especially coming to a stadium like this, an FA Cup game. You know, it'll do him the world of good.
And if he keeps the shirt for the weekend, that's another big game, isn't it? A little local
derby. Yeah, it is. I said that to the boys there. You know, as disappointed as we are, in the league, we've been a really good run recently. We've got a big derby game, and then home game against Notts County. We want to continue that in the league, and you know, there's no distractions of the FA Cup now. We want to push up that league as quick as we can.